and wiretaps. He worked with at least two women who arranged to smuggle illegal immigrants looking for a guaranteed or sure thing, according to an FBI affidavit. Claudia Pescuta, Fox News Radio.
Heading back to the Middle East, the USS Cole, for the first time since the terrorist attack against it nearly 6 years ago, that killed 17 soldiers on board. I'm Allison Slater, Fox News Radio.
You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz and AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville. You can catch us on the web at KSCO.com. It's now 5 minutes past 7 p.m. I'm Chris Spencer with your weather update for tonight. For tonight through Saturday night, areas of night and morning low clouds and fog, otherwise mostly clear. Highs in the 60s and lower 70s at the coast to lower 80s well inland. And on your Monterey Bay boaters forecast, west winds 15 to 25 knots, decreasing to 5 to 10 knots overnight. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet, northwest swell 3 to 7 feet at 8 seconds, with some areas of fog expected out on the bay this evening. It is currently 70 degrees here at KSCO. Now stay tuned for Let's Go Fishing here on KSCO and KOMY with your hosts Mike Saxter and Alan Bushnell. Let's go fishing. That's right. It's that time of the week to prepare for the weekend. If you want to get out there fishing, or if you just want to hear some fishing stories, weather reports, and all that kind of trivial stuff about fishing, you're in the right place. The Let's Go Fishing Show every week, Thursdays, 7:06 to 8 p.m. with Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell here on KSCO 1080, KOMY 1340, and archived at sportfishingreport.com, as well as ShipToShoreRadio.com. So great internet sites, a great fishing show. Alan, how you doing tonight?
Doing great, Mike. I can't wait to get out there myself this weekend. How about you?
Looking forward to a wonderful weekend. I'm not sure I've got the batteries charged up to head up to Loch Lomond. The trolling motor is ready to go, and the flashers are put on the trout poles, and I'm just kind of poised and waiting. Halibut sounds like a great option right here in Santa Cruz, and I don't want to shock anyone, so sit down. But yes, there are some salmon being caught, I believe, right outside of Santa Cruz. So we're going to find out more about that. What other little tidbits and local hot bites and hot bites from abroad might we hear tonight on the show, Alan?
Well, we're going to hear about Feather River salmon. We're going to hear about salmon from up on the coast, Bodega Bay. We might even have a little information about Monterey Bay white sea bass, Mike.
You've even perked my interest there. That's a rumor I didn't catch any information on, so that'll be interesting to hear. Like Alan said, we hope to find out about the Feather River. Boy, that's been the place, if you like river fishing in the spring, the shad are showing up there. Shad fishing is improving on the American River. Feather River striped bass is starting to taper off in those Central Valley rivers, but spring salmon are fairly abundant. Limit's only one, but are limits possible in the Feather right now? Well, we'll keep you posted, so stay tuned to the show. We may check in with Todd Frazier from Bayside Marine right here in Santa Cruz and find out, like Alan said, are there white sea bass around? What about stripers? I'm hearing rumors of stripers on the local beach, the jetties, even Capitola. Salmon? That's right. I did say salmon, and there are some being caught. I heard of sightings of Big Bill Rawson out there catching some lunker-sized salmon. Also, he was on the show last week. I heard he had done some fishing, and we might find out more about that. Like Alan said, Rick Powers from Bodega Bay is going to let us know what's happening up there on the north coast for salmon. What other guests are we looking at tonight, Alan?
Well, of course, we're going to have Chad Woods, who does a wonderful job covering Southern California and the Southern Sierra region for the trout fishing down there. And also another luminary, Steve Carson, Senior Tuna himself, is going to check in and tell us a little bit about south of the border action, I believe, Mike.
That's right, Baja California. There's rumors of world record amberjacks. Well, we'll find out about that. And Alan, you tipped me up. This time of the year, I've been getting that itch to look at terrapin. The warm water charts there offshore, because as we know, and I say every year, Alan, 1997 bocce boy caught six albacore. It was May 22nd.
That's right.
That's a fact, and I remember that. Boy, that was the beginning of the end that year. It is getting to be that time of the year. I hate to say the A word, but there is possibilities of albacore offshore of Santa Cruz, and we hope to find out what they're doing in San Diego, because that's always a good indicator, and we'll tap in on the weather report And any other fishing infallible stories that we can make up with, I think. So besides all the great callers, you've got myself, of course, and even better, Alan Bushnell here to fill in the gap. So,
and I want to add, Mike, to remind all the listeners that this is the show for all of us, including you guys. So give us a call if you had some great fishing last weekend, or if you want to talk about what you're going to do next weekend. If you have a question, ask us. If we don't know the answer, we'll make something up. The number, 479-1080.
Good job, Alan. You stumbled for a second. I thought, did he forget the number? No way. 477-1340 or 479-1080, just like on your dial. That's right. The Let's Go Fishing Show, all that and more right after the break. Stay tuned. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back.
After 25 years of excellent customer service in our community, Dave Dawson is now working as the Realtor with Bailey Properties. Dave's success is a combination of his local knowledge and his ability to produce results and please his clients. If you or anyone you know is considering buying or selling any real estate, you need to call Dave Dawson at 901-2856. That's Dave Dawson at Bailey Properties, 901-2856. You know, hiring a contractor to do your home improvement is like fishing. Sometimes, well, most of the time, you never know what you're going to get. When it comes to your roof, Warren Knox at Knox Roofing wants you know what you're going to get, and that's a roof worth keeping. Knox Roofing takes pride in their work, and that's why they're the most chosen roofing contractor in the area. Give Knox Roofing a call in Santa Cruz, 461-0634. In Monterey, 831-394-0110, or check them out at knoxroofing.com. Bayside Marine, a complete tackle store. Up-to-the-minute reports from local fishermen. The finest tackle from sport to commercial gear. CalStar, Shimano, Lamaglass, Penn, from long-range Mexico gear to the hottest salmon gear of the Northwest. Bayside Marine has it all. Call the hotline at 464-3474. Remember, we're on the web at BaysideMarineSC.com or call the shop at 475-2173. Stop by on your way to the boat ramp. Pick up your ice, food, beer, bait, and tackle. Then say hi to Todd and get the latest scoop. Remember, we're Bayside Marine. Give us a call at 475-2173. A part of our community, a part of culture, the Santa Cruz Harbor, with a brand new launch ramp, a great washdown and fish cleaning facilities. Sport fishermen call this protected port haven. The Santa Cruz Harbor is ideal for all boaters with berthing and end ties. Find rigging, tackle, charters, and great restaurants in the harbor. With full hookups, you can bring your RV and even take a scenic stroll around the harbor. The Santa Cruz Harbor welcomes you. You know how to put money into your IRA, but do you know how to take it out? Do you know the smartest way to withdraw money at 55 or even 45? And how will the new rules affect your required minimum distributions? To see how Smith Barney can help you navigate the complicated tax laws regarding IRAs, call P. Middlecaw, financial consultant at 479-5100. That's 479-5100 for Pete Middlecaw. Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated, member SIPC. Smith Barney is a division of Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated and does not provide tax advice. Consult your tax advisor for guidance.
Let's Go Fishing Show. Welcome aboard here every Thursday, 7:06 to 8 p.m. That's right, Fish Talk Radio. It's safe to talk about fish here. Thanks to KSCO 1080. Running the board, Chris Spencer, our main man, keeps us going, and Alan Bushnell, Mike Baxter here to bring you the show. Glad to have it. Proud to be a sportsman. We're looking at a free fishing day here, June 10th, so... You know what? All the complaints we could have about fishing game, they're giving us a free day. So, you know what? If you got a buddy that's too cheap to buy a license, even a one day, that's a day he cannot say he doesn't want to go fishing. Free fishing day, June 10th. Great show lined up here. I'm really excited. On line one, I've got kind of a special friend of mine. We've been friends a long time. He's been a real face of the harbor community for many years. And I remember being a small kid taking a boat out, a skiff out of the harbor, and I'd go into Shamrock Charters and buy like 3 treble hooks and an egg weight off Bill. And when he'd ring me up for $1.65, I'd look at him and say, "So, Bill, where's the halibut?" And at that time, there wasn't many guys that halibut fish. And then he'd say, "Oh, Capitola. Yeah, near the kelp island there in front of Capitola." Then I'd go there, I'd get a couple kingfish, and I'd think to myself, "He sent me here yesterday." But anyway, a guy that fished with him and has been a face of the harbor for years back in the old Tom Shanahan days at Tom's Fisherman Supply is Ken Kaysen, and then they were running the boat the Hot Spot, and those were the days when salmon were worth something and fuel was cheaper. And I remember doing trips on the boat with my dad, and we'd always hear that the Hot Spot caught 100 salmon in Monterey Bay, and we're running up for the Farallon Islands, and it just killed us. But anyway, again, Ken Kaysen's here. He's going to give us a report, hopefully about freshwater, and maybe even a salmon report. How are you doing tonight, Ken?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
What do you think? Those were the old days, weren't they?
Oh, fun. It's all good. It's all fun, but yeah, I called Bill up. My son and I went out Saturday, and I got a couple of nice salmon. I called Billy when we got back and asked him to go on Sunday, and he came along, and boy, he got a nice fish. Probably, it was clean, 22 pounds.
Yeah, I saw a picture of it. Beautiful fish.
Beautiful
you
fish.
It's not often you get Bill Rossen to go out salmon fishing, but now that he's not working in the bait shop every day, all day, how was he out there? Was he having a good time?
Great. Although that fish took off, and I thought, oh boy, you know, he hasn't been out here for a while, maybe, and took him a long time to land it, so I was so glad to see it was a big fish when I got to the boat.
Oh, so the fish gave him a little work over.
Yeah, it did. It really did. So you see him give him a bad time.
It's funny. Some of those big, fat salmon, they sound, you know, they almost fight like an albacore. Others just shake their head. They come to the surface.
Yeah.
But
I think took 100 yards of line right away, instantly.
It had shoulders on it, that's for sure. I saw the picture.
Bet. So, no, it was great to fish with Bill. It's been a while, so.
So you're here to break the myth. There are salmon here in Santa Cruz, is that
right? Yeah, my little boat, we got 3 on the weekend, so nice fish, and we had a couple silvers we let go.
Okay.
And had one of the nice fish come loose at the boat. So I think if you go put your time in, the water looks great, not a lot of bait, but there's fish around. If you get one, you know, mark your GPS and stay on that spot. That's pretty good technique, I think.
Okay, so don't just look for the big balls of bait. You get a fish, circle the area, and it sounded like there was some silvers around, so guys should keep an eye out for that.
Oh yeah, and you know, they come up to the boat, they're so green, you can tell them right away. They're pretty fish, but they're definitely different looking, even in the water, I think. So
yeah,
there's a few around, no doubt.
Yeah, look for the white gums, lack of spots, and little ridges on the tail, if you notice that.
Yeah.
The one that helps me, can I never hear anyone say, but if you go to unhook them, when a lot of fish, when they're alive, you can tell a fish picture. If the fish is dead, the eye is kind of just staring at you.
Yeah.
But when they're alive, they'll look down like they're cross-eyed. When a silver salmon, when you catch it, look at the eyeball. It's very green-colored, where a snook has no green on it. So top of the head and the eye, it's really green.
I think I've looked everywhere but there.
It's funny. So. Their eyeball has a real green color to it on the edges. But keep an eye out for the silvers. Now, freshwater report. I mean, I'm jealous. Every weekend you get to go to a lake with the kids. Where have you been?
In fact, I'm loading the boat right now. I'm going to go tomorrow afternoon. And Lake McClure's where we go. And I do a lot of, I don't fish like the pro bass guys. I like to troll for them right up on the bank and, 2 weeks ago, I probably had 40, 45 of those spotted bass trolling the broken back Rapala right up on the bank, and it's a lot of fun. You roll real light tackle, 4-pound test, and I like it. It's fun. It's really fun. If a guy likes to troll and just take it easy and not do all that casting and the like, it's good technique. It's a lot of fun.
I would guess if you used like a crankbait, which is like a plug, and you knew how deep it dived, and you just watched your fish finder and tried to stay in the right depth of water, that lure would be working just off the bottom the whole time.
Great.
Okay.
Works great.
And are those small bass, Ken?
Spotted bass, primarily Lake McClure, primarily. So I don't need them. A lot of people tell me they're just about like a crappie, so I'm going to have to maybe keep a couple.
Speaking of crappie, do they catch the panfish or crappie, bluegill in that area?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. My good friend Donnie and I went up there, I don't know, spent back in that cold spell and did 2 nights in a row till the wee hours till we couldn't stand anymore and did okay there on the crappie. Not any real big ones, but some pretty good numbers.
All right. So the hot tip for freshwater is just troll the shoreline with
I do. You know, I grew up a long time ago with my dad doing that at San Antonio 40 years ago, and I'm a troller. I love trolling. So it's a technique. If you like trolling, it works, and you can just sit there and hold the rod and it'll take it out of your hand. So it's a good technique if you like to fish that way, which I do. So real effective.
And light tackle, those things fight hard, don't they?
Yeah, you can do a little 5.5-foot spinner on a 4-pound test.
All right.
pretty fun. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds like you're going to have to find out what the regulations are, keep a couple, and donate them to the frying pan.
No kidding. So, good, Mike.
Hey, Ken, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling even more, and you have a good weekend.
Thank you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, what do you think, Al? That's what it's all about, boy. Thursday evening, Friday, head off with the family, go to the lake, and just troll the shoreline, get some spotted bass.
Yeah, 40 or 50 fish. That's my kind of fishing, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I noticed you were writing some notes as he was talking. You're a smart man.
You bet.
Well, let's head back to the saltwater here. When you think of Bodega Bay, there's probably no one else to talk to than Rick Powers, at least for fresh information on salmon. And I'll tell you, I don't know what it was, a current trend or what. The currents moved, the fish all went up there. I'm glad to see a few fish in Santa Cruz now. But Bodega Bay, when the weather's good, has been the spot to go, it seems, for salmon. Rick, how you doing tonight?
Just fine, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. It's hard to get a grasp on the salmon for us down here this year, so I was hoping we could check in with you and see how things have been up there in Bodega Bay.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, we are really pleased with the bite that we've had. We've been very happy. You know, we had fish through the month of April when we opened, and May was good, and now June has gotten even better. Just to give you an idea how red hot the bite's been, Mike, well, you know, we've been plagued with wind here the last couple of days, but for example, last weekend, my boat, the new Sea Angler, on Saturday, we had 29 limits of salmon to 28 pounds, 58 fish. Sunday, we had 64 salmon to 26 pounds for 34 anglers. Monday, we had 15 limits of salmon to 24 pounds. Tuesday, we had 24 limits of salmon to 25 pounds. It's just been it's been fantastic. The bite's been wide open, and I can't say enough about it. We've been really lucky.
That is fantastic. Sounds like limits about every day. Now, this weekend, there's a high pressure. There's a little bit of wind, but, you know, I noticed they're really not calling for all that much wind. What do you anticipate for this weekend up there, Rick?
You know, they are still calling for some wind, but, you know, quite often, you know, a lot of guys, when they, you know, they listen to the weather report, mm-hmm. and they listen to the offshore buoys, and, you know, these buoys are 12 to 15 miles offshore, as you know, Mike. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, even when they're calling for 15 to 25 knots of wind, we don't get that wind until late in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So we're able to fish. We've been taking our fish 4 or 5 miles south of here, about a 45-minute run from the dock. So they've been fairly close, and we're only 2 to 3 miles offshore. So, I mean, it's been a wide-open snap from Bird Rock down to Point Reyes. We even have the San Francisco fleet up here fishing. And believe it or not, we had 2 charter boats from Half Moon Bay fishing just 7 miles south of here. Uh-huh. We have Bob Engels on the Queen of Hearts and Dennis Thatcher on the Captain Pete. We're up here with the Bodega Bay fleet. I couldn't hardly believe it. That's almost a 50-mile run.
That's a run.
Yeah, they were up here fishing with us just a couple of days back.
Yeah, that answers 2 questions. Times are tough there for those guys, and now we know why Dennis Baxter isn't returning the calls lately.
You know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
For sure. I've been there. But it sounds like that's a great place to be. I mean, you know, you're going downhill. You get a few fish. A lot of it's boat handling. There might be a little weather, but just handle that boat safe. Go up into them and down with them. Avoid the trough and get your fish. And then just take your time going home. You're going up into the sea condition. And a lot of it's just be slow and cautious. The fish are there. They're not going anywhere. Just take it easy.
Yeah, that's right. And like I say, you know, more often than not, if we don't have the wind right on the beach, right on shore in the morning, a lot of times it's offshore, you know, 10, 12 miles, and it will slowly work its way in as the day goes on. But we get the morning in, and the way these fish have been biting, I mean, you get a couple hours on them. We're taking 20, 30 limits in a matter of 2 or 3 hours. Guys, yes, they're out there, and they're fishing for a half an hour, 45 minutes, and they're gone.
That's incredible. Are they on now? I remember talking to you recently. There was a lot of bait on the beach, and these fish are right there on the beach. Are they on anchovy schools, krill, rips? What are they on?
Yeah, they've been on anchovies. They've been on anchovies. We had them on actually on some sardines here a week or two back. We did have a little shot on fish on krill, 10 to 12 miles offshore, but these fish have predominantly been on anchovies. They're not large anchovies. They're pinheads, but they're just absolutely clubbed. And nothing for us to go out. Of course, I've got a big boat. I've got a 65 by 20-foot boat, and we can carry 30 passengers and troll. Actually, we can even troll 35 passengers, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not uncommon when we have close to a full load to hook 120 or 130 fish in a few hours.
That's where they're at. That sounds like a lot of salmon. Now, how's your weekend looking? Are you booked up Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or do you have some spots?
We still have some space available. We've got some limited space available Saturday. But I do book a couple of other boats. So, I mean, we've got space available. And
okay.
If somebody's interested in getting out, give us a call, and we'd love to take you fishing.
And that's a good point. If you don't get out there much, you're thinking about heading that way. You know, I don't know what the one-day licenses are anymore. They must be $6, huh, Rick? So Saturday is a free fishing day. That's one more reason why you should go.
Well, you know, the one-day fishing permits, actually, we were not too happy about this. They're up to $11.30 right now.
Boy, I take a couple years off, and that's what happens.
Yeah. It used to be $5 or $6, and now they're up to over $11.
Oh, boy. Well, there's a good reason to go Saturday. Give him a call. Again, Bodega Bay Sport Fishing on the new Sea Angler, or he'll get you on another boat out there. A lot of salmon there right now. Rick, thanks for the report.
Okie doke, Mike. Good talking.
Let's get that number from you, Rick.
All righty, Alan.
Before we
information or would like to make a reservation, you can reach us here in Bodega at 707-875-3344 or 875-3495.
All right. Take care, Rick. Catch a bunch, man, and send a few down our way.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Thanks for the report.
Sounds like a sure thing up there, Mike.
It sure does. Well, let's check in here locally. There are salmon here, but that's when you hate to use the expression, at least I do, but that's wide open fishing.
It is.
Bodega
yeah.
Bay. So that's a good report. Be careful. And I forgot to ask if there's silvers up there, but there probably is, so keep an eye on those. But sounds like find the big balls of bait. Those fish are probably on the top edges of them, and when they want to bite, they're eating just about everything in sight. So Bodega Bay salmon sounds like a hot pick. Local, though, I mean, one of our friends here, Jerry on the Doble, had a nice little shot of salmon last week, and I'm hearing rumors on the east side of Soquel Hole. I figured, what do you think, Alan? We'll mosey back down to Santa Cruz, check in with the six-pack guys, and find
Absolutely.
Out what's happening. We'll check in with Captain Jimmy from Captain Jimmy Charters on the Becky Ann. Jimmy, how you doing tonight?
Good. Good, Mike. And Alan, how you guys doing?
There he is. Doing great, Jim.
Good.
Doing great, and really looking forward to seeing some good numbers come on the Becky Ann. I know there's a little... I don't know if we'd call it a snap or not, but definitely some more salmon showing up here locally.
I don't think we can call a snap compared to Bodega Bay.
Okay.
And, you know, I was listening to Kenny there, and I thought I was aging myself until Mike was talking about fishing licenses.
I should have just left that alone. You know, I knew it was a free fishing day. I was so proud of that. I should have just kept my trap shut. Jimmy, take over. What do you think? I'm hearing stories about some salmon at Soquel Hole out of Santa Cruz.
Yeah, there's some fish there. You just have to get over them, you know, and go through the silvers. We got 7 silvers the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some big silvers there, nice fish, but can't keep them. So,
right.
I just remember the days when Bill and Kenny and myself used to fish outside of the entrance of the harbor when the weather got bad and get 30, 40 fish a day.
Yeah, that was the days.
That was the days for sure, and we'd fight to get into the crow's nest to sell them.
There we go. Hey, Jim, now, we know that there's fish right at the Soquel Hole. At the beginning of the week, it seemed like the bite was at Pajaro, but today, if you're listening to the radio or the reports, it sounds like it was right in front of Moss. What's the latest you got on that for us?
I heard Moss, I heard over between... Soldiers Club in Monterey, there was some nice fish over there too.
Okay, so maybe we have something. I mean, we definitely have something moving in, but maybe the numbers are going to increase for the weekend.
Well, I tell you, I hope so. We could do better counts than what we're doing. That's for sure.
How about this, Jim? Have you put out the crab traps at all? I've got a friend that's going to be doing a little crabbing this weekend out of Santa Cruz.
That's the only thing that's been saving me.
Okay.
You know, last weekend we got close to limits for everybody. We were a little short.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were short 8 or 10 crabs for 6 people.
That's
all nice, big quality crabs, no soft ones.
Good. And are your traps out now, or are you just doing that on request?
No, I kind of do it, but they're out there, but mm-hmm. I need some notice sometimes. We're down to 3 weeks now before it ends.
Okay, so if you like crabbing, despite what people think, now's a good time. You know, it makes it even easier to just hop on the boat, like with Jimmy, and... let him bait him beforehand, and you go up and pull the treasures up. That's great fun. And there's always a chance of a salmon, or if the wind picks up, scoot onto the inside and try for a halibut.
Yeah, it's true. It looks like there's a few showing up. One of the skiffs got 2 the other day.
All right.
Right there in Capitola. So.
What's your plans? What's your plans for the weekend, Captain Jimmy?
I'm going to be out there Saturday.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you and your guys. And we got Todd Frazier here on hold. Bayside Marine is going to fill us in on a little more of the local private boat report for halibut. So before we get to him, Jimmy, give us the phone number. Captain Jimmy Charters for yourself or even the Doble with Jerry.
It's 831-662-3020. That's my number. And Jerry's is 831-465-0639.
All right. And now, are those, are your boats sister ships? Are they the same
identical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, they're bass are ready for tuna.
Well, you know what? That's funny you say that. There is warm water out there, isn't there?
There's water out there.
All right.
I heard rumors that the turfing was wrong, but I don't think so.
I don't know. The brakes, the way that I looked at it, the way the brakes are shaped, it's, Alan said, take a look, and I go, no, that's the real thing, Alan. I mean,
yeah,
you can tell the way the current is that it to me, looks like the real thing. There's clouds there, but the shape of the current is the exact same shape that it typically takes. When it first comes in, it's in the deep water canyon spots. It swirls into the Monterey Canyon. It's got that funny feeling to it, Jim.
It looks like about 15 miles on the other side of the buoy. It looks real good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you have a good weekend. Thanks for the report. Good luck.
You too. You guys.
And
talk,
be careful. You know what? Do a little word of warning. Keep in mind the crabs don't actually bite.
Yes, they do.
No, they just pinch real hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good weekend. Be safe with them crabs. And don't use that joke. It's not all that good. Let's go to line three. We're going to check in with Todd. I think it is. Are you there tonight, Todd?
Yeah, hiya.
Hey, Todd Frazier from Bayside Marine. A lot of little secret insider bites going on. We got to refer to you. I'm talking stripers, white sea. Alan's talking crazy about white sea bass, halibut. What's really going on?
Well, I did hear of a couple of sea bass caught today on the radio, maybe radio fish, who knows. But someone did say that he two sea bass in the past 2 days down there by Pajaro fishing salmon on troll gear. But they're all small, like 24-inch.
Hmm.
And there has been a couple caught and released in the kelp beds near Capitola.
Okay.
So that's a confirm. But they're all nothing over 28 inches, so nothing to keep yet. But on the other end, you know, salmon picked up today, which is pretty nice. You know, guys around the edge of the hole picked up some nice, decent fish. You know, nothing huge, but a couple up to 12 pounds. So actually had some limits come in early today.
Well, that must have been a surprise. You see those boats coming in early, you think, boy, is the weather bad out there? No, we got limits of salmon. That's good news.
Yeah, so I think things might be picking up because, you know, as Jimmy said, there's some fish showing up on the other side. So I think they'll be pushing up, and I think we're going to have a good weekend. You know, the water's supposed to get better.
Yeah, the funny thing is there's the high-pressure ridge seems kind of stationary, but, you know, they're not calling for a lot of wind, at least Monterey Bay, maybe 5 to 15 out of the northwest Saturday and Sunday. So keep an eye on it. There's probably going to be some white caps in the afternoon. Then you just take a stroll into the inside waters and give it a try just for the halibut.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, it's time for the wind to stop blowing, you know, and it's going to happen, I think, this weekend. Probably Saturday is going to be a good day, and the swell's going to drop, so I think the halibut might get ready to pop, you know, it could be good.
It's going to pop, according to Todd, so check in for those halibut, salmon, east side of SoCal Hole. Check in Bayside Marine, check out their website, give the hotline a call, give us some information there.
You can always reach me direct at 831-475-2173. Or get a hold of me at 831-464-3474 on the hotline, or you always got the web, which is always hot. It's BaysideMarineSC.com.
Yeah, and stop by. If you get a fish, weigh it in. Say hi to the guys. It's always fun to hang out in front of the shop there. So say hi to the boys for us. Todd, thanks for the report.
Anytime.
All right. And let's go into a quick break here. When we get back, I hope he keeps holding. We got Senior Tuna himself, and I think he's got a special guest for us. So if you're curious what's going on, either Baja California or maybe the Central Valley Rivers, stay tuned. Don't touch the dial. Senior Tuna with a possible special guest. We'll be right back.
Put Lake Nacimiento Resort on your list this year. For a fun-filled family destination that has something for everyone, including six campgrounds.
Ooh, that smells good.
From walk-ins to full RV hookups, visit Lake Nacimiento Resort. If roughing it's not your style, nestle into one of the Lakeview lodges.
Ooh, this place is nice.
And make sure to check the menu at the Lakeshore Cafe. With 165 miles of shoreline, it's easy to find a private spot to fish. The resort marina also has a full line of boat rentals, from fishing skiffs to ski boats, for even more family fun. For reservations and information, call 800-323-3839 extension 2 or check the website at www.nacimientoresort.com. Feeling stressed? Why not get away from it all? Imagine the beauty of nature, the sounds of silence. Go fishing. Son, isn't this wonderful? No neighbors, no phones, no TV.
Dad, how many kinds of fish are there?
Hundreds, maybe thousands. I don't know exactly.
Thousands? That's a lot of fish.
Well, let's just see if we can catch one or two today. Fishing with a family can yield memories that will last a lifetime. With the gear available today, fishing is easy. An outdoor world has waders and waterproof boots to keep you dry, tackle boxes, fishing vests, and carrying cases to keep your gear handy, reels, and just the right bait to make a difference. At Outdoor World, you'll find everything you need except for the fish. Outdoor World on 41st Avenue in Capitola, on Front Street in Santa Cruz, and on North Fremont Street in Monterey. See our weekly ad in the Good Times and the Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World, when it's time to get away. Some say the best way to fish Monterey Bay is a small charter or six-pack boat. One thing's for sure, you can't go wrong booking a trip with Real Sport Fishing or Captain Jimmy Charter. Jerry Brooks and Jim Rubin run fast, roomy boats with top-notch gear and the latest electronics. Whether halibut, salmon, or albacore is your prey, Captain Jimmy and Real Sport Fishing get you there quick and maximize your catch. For a custom fishing trip, call Captain Jimmy at 831-662-3020 or Real Sport Fishing at 831-465-0639. ICOM Marine products are simply the best. When your safety at sea depends on communication, trust ICOM radios, handhelds, VHF, and single sidebands. ICOM is the leader of the industry. With a full line of VHF radios equipped with digital selective calling, depend on ICOM. Their products are second to none. Find ICOM radios at Johnson Hicks or any fine dealer near you. Check online at www.icomamerica.com. ICOM, simply the best. Central Valley Marine makes your fun serious. With Grady White boats and Yamaha engines, the customer always comes first at Central Valley Marine. Find perfectly crafted Grady White boats outfitted with four-stroke Yamaha outboards at a business with 30 years of experience. Central Valley Marine. Phone 1-800-974-4286. In Campbell on South Bascom, Central Valley Marine. 800-974-4286.
Let's go fishing. It's the Let's Go Fishing Show with your host, Mike Baxter, and Alan Bushnell here on KSCO 1080, KOMY 1340, the Let's Go Fishing Show. And if we don't go fishing, let's at least talk about it or tell a story. You can also listen to us during the week at sportfishingreport.com. Also, shiptoshoreradio.com. Listen to the guys right here in Monterey Bay fishing via the internet at shiptoshoreradio.com. Also, the archived shows are there, so you can always hear us there. Al and I have our own little site there. We keep up with some new pictures, the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show.com. Now let's check in with Senior Tuna. We missed him last week. We checked in the week before with the Alaska, Sitka, Alaska stories from the tournament up there. And he lives a rough life, a lot of traveling, packing, fishing the world. And I think he just got back from Baja, California, fishing at Hotel Spa Buena Vista. Senior Tuna, how you doing tonight?
Good evening, Mike and Alan. How you doing?
Doing real good. I've got Alan out of the office here doing, or the studio, making some calls for me. He's doing what he does best, helping out. But what we wanted to do is hear about the Baja trip.
Well, it was pretty exciting. It was, you know, typical June action, great mixed bag. If you wanted to go out for billfish, there were striped marlin and some sailfish. The real big blue marlin, you know, the 500-pounders aren't quite in yet. But, you know, I just love that variety fishing. And besides lots of Pargo Colorado, barred pargo, yellowfin tuna, ladyfish, roosterfish, I mean, lots of everything, we had a world record amberjack caught. Unfortunately, I didn't catch it, but just an absolutely spectacular fish. It ended up weighing 97.9 pounds on the official scale, but it was caught early in the morning, and it was too big for the boat's fish box, so it sat out in the sun all day on the deck of the boat, and it was an easy 105, 110 pounds when it was caught on 20-pound test, and that was by Ron Kovac. You know, we're filming it for an episode of his show. I'm not sure when it'll show up, but pretty serendipitous in terms of when you catch the right fish.
Now, is that a line class record, Steve?
Yeah, it's a line class record. Actually, it was caught on 20-pound test, the new big game high test. And we're trying to do a little pre-testing. We're pretty sure it's going to be way over, and chances are we're going to have to enter it in the 30-pound test line category, but it doesn't matter. Even in the 30-pound line category, the current record is about 54 pounds. So basically, we're going to smash that by about 45 pounds, no matter what.
How about beach fishing down there? I know in the evenings, a lot of times you'll do some fishing off the beach. What'd you find there?
It wasn't as good as it's been. I did it every single day, and got into two decent snaps. One evening, I got into a good bite on just a mixture of the gaff topsail pompano and a lot of other little miscellaneous reef fish, and they love the same gulp baits, the gulp shrimp, the gulp sandworms, the same ones that you use in the surf at Santa Cruz. They bite them, and then the last morning, I got into a classic Ray Cannon-style fish pileup, just bait everywhere, fish boiling all around me. I'm standing in knee-deep water, fish are just about boiling between my legs. It was awesome. I was bit every cast for about 45 minutes on a mixture of ladyfish, needlefish, croakers. There were some roosters in the mix, but they weren't biting the lures. But it was every cast, just spectacular.
And what was the highlight of the tournament then? I kind of cut you off going to the beach. So how did the tournament go, and what was the highlight of that?
This was not a tournament. This was an Owner Hooks fishing school session and a filming session for Kovac's TV show. The highlight was Kovac catching that line class world record amberjack. And, of course, probably the low light was the next day in the same spot, fishing the same way, me hooking what was clearly a large fish on 50-pound line and just getting annihilated. You know, was it the same size? Doubtful. You know, but it was certainly a big fish. No way to even know if it was an amberjack, but it was not his day to be caught. It was not my day to catch him.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm glad you're back safely. I'm glad you had a good trip. And I was asking you, the Feather River's been a real topic lately with the shad fishing that's going on. The striped bass in the lower river earlier this season was fantastic. And it's amazing to hear really successful salmon fishing, and that's right in your area. What do you know about that?
Well, you know, it's funny, Mike. Ordinarily, I would give you a report on the Feather River, but it just so happens that probably the leading expert on fishing the Feather River is sitting right here in my living room. So I'm going to let you talk to him, and that's going to be none other than Mr. Kevin Brock. Here he is.
Oh, fantastic. What a treat. Alan, I thought, well, we got to get a Feather River fishing report. Who can we call? And I check in with Senior Tuna. I ask him, and he goes, you know what? Kevin Brock is here. He fished today, and he's going to tell you exactly how it is. Again, Kevin Brock from Kevin Brock Guide Service in the Feather River. Kevin, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good.
I'm doing great. Thank you. It's hard to follow those kind of stories that Steve just talked about. Boy, I was getting excited about every cast fishing and amberjacks and big fish and little fish. Holy cow.
I know.
Our California fishing is going to sound kind of dismal.
He definitely has a name for all those exotic specimens he catches down there. But, you know, Alan, I mentioned to him, we might get Kevin Brock news. This is like deja vu. We do the show in the wintertime for the trade shows, and I think we had a handoff during that show. We checked in with Steve Carson and yourself, so it reminded us of that. So it's glad to check in with you this time of the year. And
well, sure glad to be here. Glad to be back on. Glad it worked out. So we were going other than, of course, fishing stuff and equipment and new Owner Hook products and things like that. So mm-hmm. It worked out great.
So are the rumors true? Are there salmon in the Feather River right now, Kevin?
You bet. It's not only a rumor. It's fact. We've been getting fish in there for the last couple of weeks, and they've been reporting catching fish over there for the last month and a half. But consistently on the upper river in the low flow to the outlet area, from the outlet to Gridley, The last week and a half, knock on wood, we've been catching fish almost every day. We had one tough day, I want to say 2 days ago. The river rose real fast. A lot of moss came down. Some of the guys throwing spinners. They throw spinners a lot around the outlet at this time of year. And so if you don't have a boat and you want to go out on the bank, that blue fox, number six, in the blue, that's the hot color. That's the one to have. And I saw them netting some fish as I was going by early in the morning. I know that they caught quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
And then that afternoon, I went back out. And we got a couple fish late in the evening, and then the next day, and then today I was up in the low flow, and there was bright fish rolling all over the place. The hatchery is already full. They've already got capacity of, quote-unquote, their early spring-run fish. I think they're just early fish, but they call them early spring-run fish. And so the bottom line is they're salmon and they're biters. I don't care if you call them spring-run, fall-run, or green or yellow. It doesn't matter. They're biters. We had one about 9 days ago. It ate a K-15 quickfish, and I mean it ate it. It just buried the rod tip down. Oh, about 15 minutes later, we land this thing. Four jumps later, we had it come out of the water right next to the boat, probably, 12 feet from the boat, 3 feet out of the water. And you could see the green-bill quickfish, and you could hear the rattle shaking inside of it as it comes up. Yeah, I'm using rattles in the quickfish right now, and that's a good tip there. They like them better. And I could hear the quickfish rattling this fish's face. I'm just like, wow, where did it get salmon to jump like that? It was pretty neat.
And they take it good. It's not like in the fall when it's hot.
No. There's no doubt about it. You know, it was really neat because we were backing down, and I had a really neat father and son duo out. Well, it was 4 days ago, and we're backing out, and I actually, my plug was fouled, and I could tell that there was some moss on my lure, and I still felt the salmon nudge it. And I said, hold on, guys, because one of your rods is going to bury down. I didn't go back 3 more feet, probably 10 seconds, and the outside rod completely buried down. And I'm talking going from sticking out normal to just bent over double. So that was pretty neat. So they're very aggressive.
That sounds like good fun. And thanks for the bank tip. If you guys go up there, probably big flows, be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Be careful. This is the time of year when people slip and underestimate the water flow. So please be careful there. But there are bright, bright salmon to be caught right now.
Now, they really don't measure up to stories like that, but I don't know why. Kevin, I always love to go up there and try just fishing for the shad right there at the outlet. You can fish the salmon at the crack of dawn, then just go right down to that hole below the outlet and try for those. Have you seen any shad around?
No, that's exactly what we've been doing. And we've had days where we caught our limits of salmon, and we went back up and caught, 10, 12 shad, and the guy said, we're ready to go. We've had days where we caught 35 to 40 shad and got a couple salmon earlier, and then they were ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So right down below the outlet, it's right at the power lines. You can anchor anywhere in there, cast off the side, let them swing through. Of course, in high, murky water, the standard redhead, green sparkle tail body is number one for fish producer. But fly fishing, with anything with a green chartreuse with a lead-headed eyes on it, redhead, perfect. And they're loaded in there. You're going to catch 15, 20 in a couple hours, and then you got a chance of catching a couple salmon. So it's a great opportunity to get into some early fishing right now if you're into river fishing.
Yep, and if you want to just relax, have fun, and go with a guide that's going to put you on the fish, even easier, call him soon because I know he books up. He fishes year-round, and he's a great guide. Give Kevin Brock a call, and it can't get easier than this. Kevin Brock, Guide Service. Give us some contact information, Kevin.
Yeah, Mike, they can get a hold of me at any time, or always, at least if I'm on the water, through a message machine at 800-995-5543, and then we're keeping our website updated about weekly right now, and that's at fishkevinbrock.com.
All right, fantastic. Kevin, thanks for the report. Say hi, or say thanks to Senior Tuna, I should say.
I will do that, and thank you to you and
Alan.
And Alan also in there, thank you. and fish on is all I've got to say.
All right, Kevin.
Got to go get them again tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Nice.
Catch
okay.
a big one.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. All right, and before we go into the next break here, we get to check in with Chad Woods. I mean, there's no telling. Last week it was a white sea bass report that I think had all of us kind of drooling and spellbound. You never know if he's just coming in from a bluefin trip, albacore trip, or trout fishing in the Sierras. Chad Woods, sportfishingreport.com. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Good. We never know. You could be on an overnight trip, a 10-day trip. What are you doing?
Actually, I'm in June Lake Loop right now, And I just arrived here with my wife, and I'm going to be doing some fishing. I was hoping to fish this evening, but I got in a little late. And the conditions look good. I talked to Don Scroggie down at June Lake Marina, and he said that they had an Alpers plant. They had a few fish come out this week in the 7 to 8 pound class. On the way up, I checked out the East and the West Walker River. Both are very swollen. The West Walker is just going crazy. I did see some guys fishing there. Couldn't quite comprehend why you would even try, because I mean, it's the Antelope Valley in there is just flooded, and the river's over the banks, and it's rushing. It's crazy. If you listen real carefully, you can hear the waterfall in my background here. Huh. There's a waterfall in June Lake. It's called Horsetail Falls, and I've never seen it go like this. And I've been up here for 32 years.
So that hot weather just snow melt?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Okay.
But let me give you a little bit of information on the tuna bite. Big development down in San Diego, the Limitless, Captain Tom Paterno. He was fishing out at the 43 on his six-pack boat, and they had 47 bluefin tuna. They were foaming around the boat, and 21 albacore. The first real good score of albacore. People are real excited. They are above the line, so there are no limits. We're going to have good coverage on that this weekend. So we should, I have a feeling we're going to see those numbers go up significantly. There was only six guys catching those fish.
Wow, so they're on our side of the border. And how far offshore, Chad?
40 miles from Point Loma,
wow.
So they're close.
Okay, so the day boats are going to be on it. We'll find out. This might be the weekend.
Yep. And I know last weekend we talked about the white sea bass.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, I told you guys, hey, the boat to go on last weekend was the Freedom.
That's right.
It so happened Saturday, Freedom, 45 anglers, 45 white sea bass.
Wow. Hey, could you give me some lottery numbers, Chad?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I predicted that one. But, yeah, there's good sea bass going, Anacapa, Santa Cruz, lots of squid out at Catalina, good bites for the small boats. Occasionally, big boats getting them like the Freedom. Great bass fishing, horseshoe kelp. There are some white sea bass mixed in. Today, Danny on the Premier called in. Limits of calicos and sandies, fishing with live squid, and 10 white sea bass, 30 to 40 pounds, three-quarter day trip.
Wow.
So it's good up and down the line. Get out there and go get them.
Yeah, that's scary. You're fishing for calico bass and sand bass, and then you hook a 30 to 40-pound white sea bass. I hope you've got good gear.
Oh, no, he said that they lose a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
And they're all in the same area, and they're fishing, and all of a sudden the sea bass come through, and it's like, uh-oh. Usually when you're fishing the calicos with a squid, you're fishing lighter tackle, and whoo, right by the kelps, you can get in trouble real fast, though. So.
That's crazy. Well, thanks for the report, and thank you very much for archiving the show there. It's on your front page of your site. I love it. It's a great site, tons of information. Any boat up and down the coast, he's got it there. Sportfishingreport.com. Chad Woods, have a good weekend. Have fun fishing June Lake.
All right. We'll see you guys next week, or talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week, Chad.
Right.
Thanks.
Bye. Thanks a lot. A lot of fun, boy. These guys are getting out there, Alan. You got any fishing plans this weekend?
Yeah, Mike. I'll be down in Monterey fishing off Del Monte Beach. I have a little clinic for aspiring kayak anglers. It's a great place to fish because there's always action, even if you have to release all the rockfish you catch or lingcod. But I'm really looking for that halibut.
It's that time of the year. Well, we'll talk more about that
place.
Right after the break. Thanks, Alan. I'm going to quiz you more in a few minutes. Don't touch the dial. We got a summary on the show, weather report, and what's hot. So we'll be right back with more of the Let's Go Fishing Show.
Serious sport fishermen rely on Raymarine's high-definition digital fish finders to increase their chances of seeing and catching more fish. And so should you. Johnson Hicks offers the new Raymarine A-Series fish finders with patented award-winning HD technology. The digital fish finders deliver the sharpest underwater imagery available anywhere, not to mention true hands-off operation and no-compromise performance. Choose from a 4, 5, or 6-inch display. The new C-Series also offers HD technology. Simply add Raymarine's black box sounder. Choose from a 4, 7, or 12-inch display. Find Raymarine online at www.raymarine.com. or call Johnson Hicks at 831-475-3383 for more information. That's 831-475-3383.
Let me introduce Live Oak Cafe, a wonderful cafe that specializes in espresso drinks, coffee and tea, as well as their cold beverages and juices. Besides the delicious breakfast burritos and pastries, you have to try the lunch specials, like the lasagna or the enchilada casserole. People rave over it. At Live Oak Cafe, the cakes, cookies and pastries are scrumptious. The care that goes into the food at Live Oak Cafe is what keeps people coming back. In a traffic-free location on the ocean side of Highway 1, Live Oak Cafe is at the corner of Chanticleer and SoCal Avenue. Come by or call the Live Oak Cafe at 475-7757 for lunch orders or takeout. Call 475-7757. Stop by today and say hi to Kathleen and her friendly staff at the Live Oak Cafe.
The Stagnaro family has been serving the Santa Cruz area for over a century. There's something for everyone. Fishing trips, bay cruises, whale watching, and private parties for any occasion. Whichever your choice, today's fourth generation Stagnaros will surely make your trip fun and memorable. And be sure to dine at Gilda's Stagnaro Family Restaurant before or after your ocean adventure. The restaurant is located right across the street from our ticket office on the Santa Cruz Wharf. Call Stagnaro's at 427-2334 for a trip on the bay. Interface Technologies, a local company with a worldwide market supplying boaters with forward-looking technology. Color Twin Scopes and iScan 180s have phased array technology and give you the opportunity to see a fish or bottom structure around your boat. Horizontal and vertical scanning technology gives you the opportunity to target the fish you want to catch before you've already passed over them. Interface also provides boaters the finest chart plotters made with bright screens, fast processors, and easy-to-use functions. Interface's forward-looking technology can be found at Johnson Hicks or online at www.interface-tech.com. Look forward. Find Interface.
Want to go saltwater fishing but don't have a boat? No problem. Drop on down to Capitola Boat and Bait on the Capitola Wharf or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals at the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf, where fishing is serious fun. You'll find great pier fishing with full-service tackle shops, sturdy ocean skiffs for rent, fresh and frozen baits, and up-to-the-minute fishing advice and inside tips. For more info, call Capitola Boat and Bait at 462-2208 or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals, 423-1739.
Boat and Motor Mart. Serving boaters since 1955, for over 51 years, the customer has always come first at Boat and Motor Mart. California's exclusive dealer for Osprey boats, hosting a full array of Yamaha outboards. Quiet, smooth, fuel-efficient, and powerful. That's Yamaha outboards. Boat and Motor Mart is home to a new line, that's Parker Boats. Parker Boats have brought value and customer satisfaction to new levels. Check out Boat and Motor Mart's new location in South San Francisco at Oyster Point Marina. By land or sea, it's easy to find. 671 Marina Boulevard or call 650-246-1460. That's Boat and Motor Mart, 650-246-1460. Or online at www.boatandmotormart.com.
Let's go fishing here every Thursday, 7:06 to 8 p.m. Thanks for joining us. And give us a call if you've been out there. We really like those reports. Hope you have a great weekend. Real quick, again, free fishing day, June 10th. Big thanks to all the sponsors, Dave Dawson at Bailey Properties, Knox Roofing, Bayside Marine, Santa Cruz Harbor, Pete Middlecoff there with Smith & Barney, Lake Nassimiano, Outdoor World, Real Sport Fishing, and the Doble, Captain Jimmy, Real Sport Fishing, and Captain Jimmy, Sport Fishing, ICOM Radios, Central Valley Marine, Ray Marine, Live Oak Cafe, Stagnero Fishing Trips Interface, Capitola Boat and Bait, and Boat and Motor Mart right there in South San Francisco. Now, upcoming events, again, Free Fishing Day, June 10th, and the week after, Father's Day weekend, Friday night, the meeting for the captains, because Saturday is the Grady White Tournament. Every year, it will be Saturday, the 18th. So if you're interested in that, if you have a Grady White or a friend with one, you guys want to compete in that tournament, check in with Brett Townsend, the guys at Central Valley Marine. Again, their tournament is Saturday the 18th. Captain's meeting is Friday the 17th. Give them a call, 408-371-6681. The Grady tournament is coming up. It'll be right there at the landing at the fuel dock in Santa Cruz. A great barbecue and awards after that. Alan, I get you got about a minute. What do you recommend in the Bay Area?
Well, the Bay is doing real well right now, Mike, especially for the potluck boats, the live bait fishermen with striped bass and the halibut. And they're fishing all over around the islands and into San Pablo Bay. If it was me, especially on my kayak, what I'd do is fish Oyster Point. They're getting some great halibut scores off of Oyster Point right now. And it's almost like the mirror image on the other side of the bay at the Alameda Rock Wall. Same thing, halibut. These guys are going out and getting limits of halibut up to into the 20s, let's say, okay? But lots of legal halibut being caught out of the bay right now.
That's the time. That's the place to go. Oyster Point's a great spot. It only takes about an hour and 15 minutes. Easy launching facilities, convenient, and the weather's usually great despite a little wind chop. Get out there, go fishing, have a good time. Again, a big thanks to you guys listen. I get a lot of feedback on the beach from you guys that listen to the show, and that's what it's all about. No one of us knows more than all of us, so thanks for tuning in, and a big thanks to the sponsors. If you do support the sponsors, let them know you heard the ad here on the Let's Go Fishing Show. Have a great weekend. Catch a big one. We'll be back next week.
Your source for news, sports, traffic, and weather. AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey.
The blood of more innocent men, women, and children on his hands than Zarqawi. He personified the dark, sadistic, and medieval vision of the future of beheadings and suicide bombings and indiscriminate killings.
And earlier today in Washington, President Bush with this reaction.
Zarqawi has met his end. And this violent man will never murder again.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair cautious the violence in Iraq after Zarqawi could continue because of his loyal extremist followers.
The death of al-Zarqawi is a strike against al-Qaeda in Iraq, and therefore a strike against al-Qaeda everywhere.
Now, Zarqawi murdered American hostage Nick Berg. You may remember the gruesome video that was seen around the world. But Berg's father, Michael, an anti-war activist, not feeling any satisfaction tonight.
I think that the death of any human being is a tragic loss. But I think that the death